Blog Talk Radio.
This is a repeat of our show with Randy from Better Everyday Reactions on YouTube, and we'll be back live next week with psychic medium Callie Meister. Enjoy. Garage Talk Live. I'm your host, Vinny B. It is Tuesday, February 9th. Wasn't on last week because we got blasted with some snowfall and I had to go shoveling myself. So the racing season's kicking off and we'll be back on to that next week. But today I'd like to welcome a very special guest. I discovered her on YouTube because as everybody here knows, I've been following the band Liliac, and then all of a sudden I started seeing reactions to them, and my next guest is going to be is one of the ones I saw reacting. So I reached out and asked her to come on, and her name is Randy, and she hosts the Better Everyday YouTube reactions of all sorts of different bands. Randy, welcome to Garage Talk Live.
Hi, Vince. Hi. Thank you for having me.
Better every day. I mean, how'd you come up with that one?
I'm a person that strives to improve in whatever way I can each day. I was trying to think of a channel name, and it just kind of popped in my head and seemed appropriate. Better every day via music understanding or humanitarian or trying to do better for the earth, whatever the way may be, every day do something that's better than the day before.
That makes sense. That makes sense. And, of course, you're a young lady in comparison to my age. and what made you decide to get into, I mean, the music video thing? I never realized that was out there. And then, I see everybody doing it, yourself included, and I like the way you do yours. But how do you step that all up? I mean, what made you decide to go into doing music reactions, video reactions, actually?
I didn't even know that was a thing either. I had seen a band that I follow share a reaction to their music, and I was like, what is this? And I watched it, and it was kind of like you got to re-experience your first time hearing something vicariously through that person, and it seemed fun, and I was overloaded with responsibilities and didn't really have anything that was just for me, just for fun, so I decided to make my own reaction channel just so I had something for me, and also because I don't really have a lot of time to listen to music like I used to, parenting, a student, I work, this and that, so the reaction channel gives me opportunities to listen to music and share my experience with other people. And then maybe along the way share things non-reaction whenever I have an idea or the time to do so.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, judging by the way it's set up, you have the screen behind you. Do you have a separate camera? I mean, how does this all work? I mean, it just seems like it's really technical. You have to have your own little, I guess, your own little studio and how many computers you have set up there. And I mean,
I just have one computer. I know some reactors will have a second computer, but I just have, I've got a camera set up on top of my computer, and then a backdrop, like one you would use for photos. And then I have this recording software on my computer that allows me to record my camera at the same time as whatever I'm looking at on my screen. And then I've got a microphone hooked into it and then like a light on my face so I'm not super dim.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it is.
You have to have the proper lighting.
Yeah. It
Double
is a little technical, though.
I'm sure. Were you normally tech savvy before you started doing this, or just basically, you know, you have your phone and you follow whatever it is you follow?
I thought I was tech savvy, and then I started doing reactions and realized how little I know. I used to be tech savvy, but I'm starting to realize I'm getting old because I'm starting to realize there are people that know more about technology that are younger than me, and I don't really like that very much, but... sometimes watching my reactions back, sometimes they're glitchy or this or that. So obviously I'm not as tech savvy as I thought, and I've got some figuring out to do. Or if you watch someone else's reaction channel, a lot of times their audio will be better than mine because they know what they're doing when they go to set their audio up. I have no idea.
Well, as somebody's been tinkering with audio on a podcast, I found that the microphone, if you're a certain far distance from it, it's okay. And if you get up close on it, it's really low and muffled. Like for me, hearing it in my own headphones, it sounds like I'm okay. But you might be hearing me sound like I got a mouth full of cotton balls or something.
Yeah.
But if you're using your computer microphone, I think there's something you can get to in the computer where it says computer audio, you might be able to adjust your sound to where you might be able to pick up a little bit better. And something
right.
You have to tinker with, I guess.
I have a microphone, kind of condenser thing on top of it, like this netting thing. I don't know what it's got. It's a microphone that's attached. It, like, hangs over my head. I think my primary problem with it is I'm kind of generally soft-spoken unless I get excited and I don't realize it and my voice raises. So trying to get that kind of evened out so I don't, volume jump. It's a learning experience. It's definitely a learning experience.
Yeah, so how long have you been doing the reaction videos? I mean, I just found out about you within the last few months.
Like July, I think I started. July or August.
Okay. So you're relatively new to the game, too.
Yes, yes. My channel's pretty small. If you look at my channel versus other channels, I mean, I haven't seen every channel, so I don't know what's out there, but I've looked at a couple. And one thing I think that is keeping mine smaller is I don't exaggerate. You know, I don't know how many reaction channels you've watched, and I don't know if it's anybody that's reacted to Liliac. I don't know that they've done it. But some reaction channels, they'll kind of make the big eyes and like, oh, my goodness. And I would feel inauthentic doing that because I'm not really that way. So other channels that are younger than mine or bigger than mine because they've got a little more energy, so to speak. So mine is kind of trailing in the back, which is fine just because I'm just me, if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes total sense. Now, I have seen some other ones. Some of them are actually musicians.
Yeah.
And I don't know if their reaction is genuine or not, but I think listening to Liliac, now, I don't know what hooked you. I'll let you know a little secret what hooked me. I was, you know, checking out cover songs on there, and I saw The Warning do Enter Sandman. I said, oh, this is pretty good. Then I found another one called Motion Device. They did some Dio songs, and they're pretty good. And then there's Lily Act. Okay, it's an understanding. The music intro, this sounded pretty good. Then Melody opens her mouth and it hits you in the face. It's like, whoa.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. It was a very pleasant surprise. I think the first thing I heard from them was We Are the Children.
Ah, well, that's a good one.
Yes, that was a long time ago, and I was like, where has this voice been my entire life?
I guess going to school and learning the craft. Because if you ever look at some of the old, the Christie stuff with actually Samuel was the singer, and Melody was like the background singer, and Abigail has an accordion. You ought to check that out.
I haven't seen any of that.
But
I'll definitely check it out, though.
Everything I've seen, I mean, I hit a like on their fan page on Facebook. I'm noticing people I know like them, and I'm like, wow, how did they find out about them? And I asked them how they found out about them. Same thing, by chance, clicked on the song that they liked, and then boom. You there?
Huh? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. So, that's kind of what it is. You know, people catch them by chance and then boom. Then they, now, when they were on this show, the first time was prior to their World's Best experience, and I really couldn't talk much about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see you've become what they call a fang. Now, you like their pages and all that?
I just found out about their... what is it? It's like an official fan club kind of thing on their website.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about that. Somebody had asked me about it. And so, of course, I joined. I was like, well, if I had known about it, I definitely would have joined at this point. excuse me. But, yeah, I've gotten on that. I still have a lot to listen to of theirs. At the show, I went ahead and bought all four CDs because I hadn't ordered them yet. But I don't want to put on, like, the covers CDs until I've watched the reactions. The other CDs I've listened to, and I want to kind of get a little more familiar with them, so to speak. I've heard all the songs, but I feel like I don't know them yet. Because with music, to me anyway, the more you listen to it, the more you understand it, feel it, and you can see it from different perspectives and how it can apply to different things, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. And you react to a lot, in your short time doing your channel, you've reacted to a lot of bands. What was your musical influence growing up? Was it rock, country, soul, blues?
Different things. Yeah, different things. When I was a kid, it was pop because that was on the radio. And then once I got a car, I listened to rock stations and decided I liked rock music. Then I went to college and, you know, undergrad, college, party days, and then you kind of go to, like, clubby pop. And then, I don't know, somewhere in my early 20s, I found Breaking Benjamin, and that was all she wrote. I still listen to other stuff now and then, but ever since then, I've been just mostly rock, like, gritty rock.
Yeah. Well, Breaking Benjamin was out of Philadelphia, believe it or not, because their manager was married to somebody who used to work at a radio station. I was back up there, and it was kind of weird when you start running into these people, and a lot of these people have these, like, I guess, remember the movie School of Rock?
Yes.
Well, they had their own rock school that actually spawned a few singers, and one of them went on the Voice as a country singer and all that kind of stuff. So you'll be surprised, like, doing what you're doing now and getting noticed by the bands you react to. And they're putting your reactions up on their pages.
That makes me feel good. It also makes me worried. I have to go back and rewatch something to see if I said anything. I mean, I don't want to be negative at all. You know what I mean? If I don't like something, I'll say it, but I don't see the point in criticizing people. But whenever somebody has watched my reaction or commented, then I have to go back and watch it. Like, what did I say? I want to make sure nothing can be taken, you know, out of context.
Well, yeah, that's true, too, especially in this day and age. You can cut a sound bite from here and stick it over there, and it doesn't sound the right way. But
yeah.
As far as what I've seen, you haven't really said anything negative on any of their reactions, though. So that helps.
With Liliac, I've liked everything I've heard. I can't say the same for everything else that's been on the channel, but, you know, Liliac I've enjoyed, definitely. It's refreshing.
Seems like it. You got to do something I haven't gotten to do yet. That's called go to their show, which is really a nice little cozy venue of 100 folks, and as opposed to like some of the ones they did. I think the one in Cumming, Georgia was Hare at the Fair, and it was in an amphitheater. So
right.
There was a big crowd there, and you know, this is all 2019 stuff, and I think if 2020 hadn't happened, that they would have probably been signed and torn big, but you gotta get your husband to take you on the Kiss cruise this year because they're with that. They're on that again.
I didn't. Somebody had said that they had played in Cumming in 2019, and I actually don't live terribly far from there. And I was like, well, if I had known that there was a band that good in Cumming, Georgia, I definitely would have gone. I can't wait for this COVID stuff to settle down so we can have more shows.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it kind of put a damper on it. I guess bands are now focusing towards recording. There's off something to come out as soon as the everything is let loose, which sometimes you wonder if it's ever going to happen or when it's going to happen. Because, you know, once they, I guess, unchain the doors, then everybody's going to go nuts out there.
Oh, yeah.
Freedom.
Yeah, probably.
You said you've been to a lot of concerts. What are some of the ones you've been to? Or what are the ones you've been to that left a good impression on you? Let's put it that way.
Oh, goodness. I don't even know. The most memorable outside of Liliac, because Liliac's concert, I feel like will stand out forever. The first concert I went to with my husband was the Dark Horse Tour. It was headlined by Nickelback, but it also had Breaking Benjamin, Sick Puppies. And I had gotten off work at like 9 p.m. at night, went home, changed, and then we drove instead of sleeping to a concert venue and then stayed up all night outside of the concert because I wanted to be the first one in there.
Wow.
And as the sun was on us during the day, by the time we got in there for the concert, I was sunburned from being outside all day. I hadn't slept, and then I stood outside all day. But the upside was I was right by the stage, and it was our first concert together. And the pictures we have of us inside that concert, we both have pink faces from the sun. And it was good. It was really good. We left about halfway through Nickelback because, yeah. But Chad Kroeger's very talented. I'll give him that. But it was a really good show. My first big show, too.
Sometimes people go see they go to the concert to see the warm-up band and not so much the headliner. So.
I mean, Nickelback they're very, very popular. They have big music. I was just there for Breaking Benjamin.
So how far did you have to go to get to that one? I mean, was it like out of state?
No, it was in the same state, but it was about 4.5-5 hours. And then we tried to drive back immediately after the show, but because neither one of us had slept, we were tired, so we ended up having to pull over at a church and sleep in the car for a couple of hours just to kind of make sure I didn't fall asleep at the wheel.
We
locked ourselves out of the car on the way there. We stopped to get donuts at Ingles, a grocery store, went inside, came back out, realized we'd locked the keys in the car. I forgot about that. We had to have an Ingles manager come pick my car open to get back in the car and go to the concert.
Is this one of the old school cars where you actually put the key in the key in the door? Is it one of the new ones or yes?
No, it was like a 1992 Ford Contour or something.
1992. What did I have in 92? A Mitsubishi Turbo Eclipse.
Oh, that's a nice car, though.
It was, and I traded it in on a, what did I trade it in on? I guess my pick, my first pickup truck, a Ford Ranger.
Rangers are good, too. Well, I don't
my
know about the newer
was,
ones, but I know the 90s Rangers were good.
Yeah, that's just a, well, the newer ones, I guess, are kind of like just a mini F-150. Are you a truck person or a car person, or you don't really care as long as it gets you from point A to point B?
I don't know a ton about vehicles, but, yeah, point A to point B. I currently have a small car.
Whenever you go to buy a new vehicle, this is something
mm-hmm.
my wife had to have after my current vehicle, heated seats, kick-ass sound system, and horsepower. Now, whether you want, like where I'm at, all-wheel or four-wheel will probably be the next bet because where I used to live, I was a lot level ground, and snow didn't bother me there, but living up on a hill
yeah,
is not fun to climb in the snow.
No, you've got to have some good power. Excuse me.
Sure. So what are some of the bands that you've been to other than Breaking Benjamin and Nickelback and, like, any big-name, other big-name bands like, I don't know, Iron Maiden or Black Sabbath or anything like that?
No, I wish. I didn't really start going to shows. Excuse me, my throat. I swear. I didn't really start going to shows until around the time I met my husband, and I was also working full-time. So I've been to a decent amount, but not as diversified as I would like. I know when I was, like, 19, I worked at my school's venue, like where they had basketball games and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked a couple of concerts as security or taking waters to the artist or whatever it may be. So I wasn't an attendee at the concert, but I was still technically at the concert for Nappy Roots. That was my first, like, hip-hop rap experience, and I didn't know who they were before that. And Lady Antebellum didn't know who they were before that. I mean, this was back in, like, 2006, I think. And other than that, we saw Godsmack, Disturbed, Megadeth, I think is what it was called. There were two other bands at that show. I think one of them was Megadeth. And the other one, I want to say, started with an M, and I can't remember now.
Hmm. That's one I hadn't seen, Megadeth. Now, I got to see Iron Maiden
mm-hmm.
back in the 80s. I don't think you might have been born yet. Deep Purple was the loudest concert I ever went to. This was when they
really?
Reformed with their classic lineup. It was, man, my hearing was shot for like 3 days. Black Sabbath, when they had, believe it or not,
very
Deep
nice.
Purple's lead singer after Dio left and they needed a singer, so they got Ian Gillan from Deep Purple and they recorded the Born Again album. And then after that, they decided to reform Deep Purple, so I had four concerts there. Deep Purple was my first concert ever with Nazareth as the warm-up, with the last lineup before they broke up and decided to do their own thing with David Coverdale, who started Whitesnake.
Yeah.
Then there's Blue Oyster Cult and Zebra and Quiet Riot. And
you've seen some awesome
Mountain,
shows.
Mountain in Boston. And, you know, Mountain, their famed guitarist Leslie West just passed away.
Mm.
Boston. They were one of those bands that they only put out a couple of albums and they toured a bit, but so they were kind of like a two-hit wonder as opposed to a one-hit wonder album-wise. So.
Yeah. Do you know who Children of Bodom is?
No, I don't. I'll have to check them
they're,
out.
They're what some people might call screamo. They scream a lot throughout the songs, but they have some of the most unique music. There's a couple songs that it's just the guitar. I don't normally listen to stuff that's that screamy, but you can't not listen to some of that when the guitar is as good as it is. Some of the songs are just amazing, and they I made exception for music that, you know, has that much screaming. The vocalist, I believe it was, actually passed away recently, but I had went to see them a few, well, it's probably been a decade ago. I think it was before I had kids. But I couldn't move my neck for like 5 weeks or 5 weeks, 5 days afterwards because I was headbanging so much. It was one of those shows where it just captivated you, and I was a mosh pit party of one. I usually am at a heavy concert, so anybody around me is probably going to get elbowed at least twice.
That's nice to know.
Well, those are optional, but I miss that about concerts. It's your place to kind of go and just let yourself, be consumed by the music.
Back in the day when they play the songs, everybody had big lighters, and they'd always hold the lighters up. Now everybody's got their phones.
Yeah.
Now they have to bring lighters in.
I still take my lighter to a show, so if anybody ever says lighter, I'm going to hold it up.
Well, back in the day, your concert venues at your arenas would be full of smoke. Is anybody was high as a kite?
Yes.
Which kind of helps the experience, I think.
I didn't hear you. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. So it kind of helps the experience. That's one thing. It's like you bring your lighter, you get high, you enjoy the show. You just chilled out and going to town while the band's rocking on stage.
Yeah. That show that Nickelback had headlined, it was very, very smoky, and it was unmistakable the smell in there. And there were actually a couple joints that got thrown. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on air, but there were a couple of things that got thrown on the stage, and Trad Cover was like, hey, thanks. But nobody was hiding it. I didn't see whoever it was, but there were definitely people smoking things in the audience somewhere nearby, and it was unmistakable. People are brave.
Yeah.
It wasn't legal at that point. This was only 12 years ago.
Wow, that's pretty recent in the grand scheme of things. But, yeah, it's just the – now, you with all your – reactions and all this and working venues that had bands, stage fright, that was a shock.
Yeah, I'm not really the public speaker type. I took communication twice in my undergraduate program because the first time I just didn't like being in front of people and I quit the class. In the retake, I barely made it. Being in front of a camera at my computer is a completely different feeling than getting up on the stage. When they called me on the stage, I panicked. Like, when I got up there, it was like I was in a dream or something, and I'm not good in front of a lot of people.
Well, it's good that your first experience, I mean, you were doing the reaction videos to them, like, seemed like every time I turned around, it was a new one, even the ones without the actual videos, the album itself, and, the fact that you did get to the show and then you said you thought about not going because of the weather, and then you did, then you wind up winning the guitars.
Yeah. I'm definitely glad I went, that's for sure. We almost didn't, though we did. The guitar was a very, very nice surprise.
I mean, you know, I saw somebody commented on one of your reactions to them that you were going to the show, and they said they were driving down from Minnesota to go to that show. And
yeah, I believe I actually met that person. I spoke with someone when we were waiting in line over at the merch stand. That I believe he said had driven down from Minnesota. So I don't know if that was the same person, if they knew the person who commented. I'm not sure. I didn't get their name, so I'm not certain. But I was like, Minnesota, goodness gracious. But I know that person said they were staying in Georgia overnight. They weren't going to drive back through the storm.
No, that wouldn't have been a good idea. But he's from Minnesota. He'll be used to like feet of snow instead of like a couple of inches here and there.
Yeah.
Have you gone to any show? Was that the only first day you've been? Oh, yeah, I guess it was. I started doing the actions in July. So I'm wondering, the next concert you go to with some of your subscribers, which I am one now.
Thank you.
That come up and still at least introduce themselves. Hey, I'm so-and-so. This way you put a name to a face or a comment.
Only one person introduced himself at this show. Her name was either Angeline Lane or Angela Lane, I'm not sure. But she came up and introduced herself. She was very, very friendly. And I'm glad I got to put a face to a name. My brain could work, even though I'm still not 100% sure which one's her name. I feel so bad. But that was the only person. And my husband, I think it made him uncomfortable a little bit just because I was like, you know my face is on the internet, right? It's going to happen. I don't mind. It's nice because I don't get to see the people that I talk to, and I do my best to reply to every single person that watches the channel and comments. So to a degree, it's like I'm making friends on the other side of a screen somewhere, but I don't know anything about them. So when I do get to meet somebody, I think it's awesome.
Well, that's the whole purpose of the, I guess of doing something where you're looking for, you're putting it out there so somebody would watch it. And maybe it's
right.
Some of that communications degree helping out there. And like your husband, he's a musician. He used to being in, I guess, or doesn't he play on stage at all? Or maybe that's
No, he hasn't been in like a band since before we had kids. He plays with his friend They can sound like he's 12. He plays guitar with his friend, but they don't actually go anywhere and play. They might at some point, but just, parenting and working and stuff. You don't have as much time, I guess, to put towards it, but I think he will.
Right. Is he a shredder on a guitar, or is he a strummer?
I don't know how to answer that question. He plays guitar. He usually, around the house, will play acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him shred, and he has electric guitar, but more often than not, he plays acoustic.
He wants the one you want, I bet, really.
So I fell in love with it, I guess.
Hey. It's a nice looking, I like the chase, with the Lily Act name on it and all that.
Yes. I was so excited.
Opposed to just handing you like a soft case that you put in a really good hard case. And
yeah. It's a nice case that's real soft inside, and it has this like compartment where they had put, because when I won the guitar, they had put some guitar picks, some little goodies in there, and they had put them all in a little compartment. It's a really nice case. I don't know much about guitars, but I like it. And the guitar says Firefly on it, which is funny. Because my nickname was Firefly for a while. My shoes, I'm actually wearing them now. They're called My Adidas. With Adidas, you used to be able to design your own shoes. They don't do it anymore, unfortunately. But the side of my shoes say Firefly.
Well, that was a stroke of luck, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's amazing that... That could be your professional name on the site.
Firefly.
There is a, believe it or not, in Dover, Delaware, the Firefly Rock Festival, Music Festival. So,
really?
You want to add to your resume?
I might have to. That sounds like it's meant to be.
We have a couple around here. I don't know how far you, whether you're in eastern or western Georgia. You said you're close to Carolina, but Georgia borders the whole state. They have what they call Metal in the Mountains up here in West Virginia, and then they got the Blue Ridge Rock Festival.
Hmm.
Which
I haven't been to either one of those.
Me either. I'd like to go check it out. The Metal in the Mountains is in what they call in Pipestem, West Virginia, which really isn't far from me.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is a little deeper into more toward the Blue Ridge Parkway area in the middle part of the state. That's a few hours away. So, but I do have a friend that is in the is a front person in a metal band, and she's actually the screamer, and the male is actually the singer, but she sings every once in a while. She did the interview, the last interview with Lily Act with me. I asked her if she wanted to with me about Wet Ourselves. I'm almost peeing my pants. Maybe we have a song that you might want to do a reaction to it. I don't know. I won't mention to you on the air if you want. If you want to, I'll give you the name of it. But
what? I'm sorry.
I said if you want me to give you the name of the song and the band, or off the air, I'll do that. I will.
Oh yeah. You can send it to me on the message, Instagram or wherever.
Yeah, I got your Facebook page. I don't know if yours is set up the same way, but like with mine, at least what I like with Facebook, if I wanted to do a video call or the regular call, I could do it that way. Sometimes when people can't get through to the studio here, I'll chat on them through Facebook.
People have sent messages to my channel on Facebook, but because it piggybacks like my personal Facebook, it's just less user-friendly, I guess. But Instagram, I'm actually logged in through the channel's account, and I don't even use my old personal account hardly. So when I log into Instagram, I'm already logged in as the channel, so it's easier for me to see things, to navigate, to post things.
Well, that's pretty interesting. So what do you have lined up that we can tune in for the next couple days?
This week, I'm changing it up. I'm doing a Tech N9ne week. He's a rapper. I know my channel, at this point, I just recently crossed 500 reactions, which is a lot. And over 100 of those are to Avenged Sevenfold. Avenged Sevenfold's a pretty well-known band. I didn't particularly love them before I started the channel. But the more I've listened to them, the more I've kind of learned to... I don't know, love this or this or this or this, and over time actually really enjoy it. They're still not taking the place of my favorite band yet, but anyway, that's beside the point. Point is, to change it up, I'm doing Tech N9ne week. Today's reactions were Tech N9ne and Avenged Sevenfold, and then tomorrow is a Tech N9ne and a review kind of thing for Courtney Hadwin. I don't know if you know who that is, but she was ADT a few years ago, and I'd seen her ADT performances, but I'm doing a review of one of them tomorrow because people keep asking me to do a reaction, and I'm not going to pretend I haven't seen it. So that way there'll be a video up there, but I'm not saying, hey, I've never heard it. And then, I'm planning Saturday. I'm looking at my paper because I write them out for the week so I don't forget. On Saturday, I'm going to do a reaction to The Nothing from Liliac, but just Abby on the drums, because I haven't watched that yet.
Oh, really? Not the whole song, just her on the drums?
Yeah, well, I've reacted to the song Nothing.
Right.
I believe it was a music video. But it has been a
while.
Yeah,
they recorded that in their living room, in their apartment in California.
That is crazy.
You couldn't tell. They did it so good, you would have thought they were in a studio.
Yeah, it looked like a professionally made in some kind of studio or rented facility music video.
Yeah, they moved to Georgia last year, so they're not far from you. That's probably why they're doing a lot of close-by places. So.
Yeah, I think they're kind of on the opposite end of Georgia, but still not too terribly far. Whenever I was at the show, I had asked Melody and Sam what made them move to Georgia. It's not really my business. But I didn't realize that, I guess because I don't make music, I don't think about it. But in California, they rented studio time. And then in Georgia, they're able to use their own home to make a studio, so to speak, which when you have a family that talented and you're able to have a band, that just seems like the smartest thing to do. I mean, they had other reasons, but still, I never really thought about recording. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My husband just plugs his guitar up to some kind of box and then plugs that up to his computer and then tinkers with it for a few hours. And his friend comes over and does the same. That's all I see for recording. But having drums, keyboard, bass, and vocals would be completely different mixed in.
Yeah. Do you have a garage? Maybe we can get a little garage band going.
We do not. We want to sell our house in the next year or so and get one with a garage and an office. I don't have an office.
Well,
where I record, I've got a backdrop, but I'm actually in my bedroom. That's why there's a backdrop, because I don't like the idea of the world seeing my bedroom. But I would love to have an office.
On the They Still Live podcast that I do with the which is video, because you were asking me about going to video with something, and that's what I do there, and that's in my bedroom with I got one of them old movie screens with an American flag hanging.
Very cool.
Yeah. Do you ever want something different to watch or check out if you get a moment or two? There's full podcasts, which can range anywhere from an hour and a half to 2.5. Or there's little short segments, which are a few minutes here and there.
Yeah. Send me the link and I'll look at it.
Now, the Garage Talk Live, that's online radio from back in my New Jersey days, being on an AM station. Used to go to all sorts of races and things and interview race car drivers. So
that's awesome.
Now that I'm down here, I used to go to Dover Speedway twice a year. It's only like 75 miles from home, so it was like a commute Friday, Saturday, Sunday, back and forth.
Yeah. My only experience with racing, when I was, middle school age or something, my dad used to take us out to this dirt track. I'm not sure exactly where it was. I want to say it was out towards Cherokee, North Carolina or something. I was asleep half the time because it was a long drive. But we knew somebody that raced in the dirt race, and that was fun. We'd sit on the curve, so when the cars would come around the curve, you'd get a bunch of dirt flung up on you. It was so exhilarating.
Mm-hmm.
They shut that track down, I'm not sure, but that's about my only experience with racing.
Well, the thing about, oval track racing, it's always a longer event, except for the dirt tracks. They have, heats, then they all compete in the feature at the end, and kind of like two rounds of qualifying for X amount of cars, and then they all battle for it at the end. And then the rest of it, when you're talking like the Daytona 500 with 500 miles, and it'll be a little lengthy.
Yeah.
Now, drag racing, if you ever want to feel something throughout your body, go to an NHRA. I forget who their big sponsor is. Mellow Yellow was the last one. Drag racing event with Top Fuel nitro burning dragsters. The first one I ever went to, I was down around the start finish line, and when those things took off, the vibration that went through my body was like nothing I ever felt in my life.
Really?
Yeah. You want to talk about exhilarating?
To try one. I've never been to one.
As of last year, the year before, you're figuring two cars at 10,000 horsepower apiece.
Wow.
Now it's Charlotte. They have what they call the four rides, which is four cars taking off at once. So imagine with 40,000 horsepower.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's kind of like, I got to do that thing.
Yeah. I didn't live too far from Charlotte a few years ago. I meant to go check out a race and never did. When COVID hit, it made me think about things that I took for granted, opportunities, things you could have done. Now you're just sitting here twiddling your thumbs waiting for the opportunity to do it again.
That's for sure. We're making more babies.
No.
You say you have a set of twins. That must be a handful. I mean,
yeah,
my
I've
younger
got a
brother
and
sister.
Year old twins.
They keep you busy.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
At least you got them spaced apart a few years between the first one and the two. So.
Yeah. Yeah, the two are best friends. They keep each other pretty entertained through the day. They beat each other up a little bit. The girl kind of is more of a bully to the boy, which is funny because the boy is a lot bigger. But keep each other entertained.
Makes it easier on you if they keep each other that way.
Yeah, yeah. There is a video on my channel from like right after I started it. I posted a video of the twins. My daughter, Charlie, she's dancing to, I don't know what it was, Chris Daughtry or something.
I'll have to check it out. Once we're off the air, of course. So.
Yeah.
So, what is the day in the life? You said you do the videos, you work. What else is in the better everyday repertoire?
Just normal everyday life stuff. My son, I homeschool my oldest, so I'm usually doing that during the day and then taking care of the twins. And I'm a college teacher. I've been teaching online for the last few years. I used to teach on campus and then shifted to online. So just talking with students throughout the day and then videos. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it stretches through the day.
Yeah, I could imagine that. Especially like, if I look, what do you say you teach college classes? What is your subject?
I teach accounting.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited. And I'm a student as well. I'm pursuing a doctorate in finance and business, which would enable me to teach university level. So two or three nights a week, I work on schoolwork, my own schoolwork, depending on the week and how much I have to do.
That's pretty amazing that you have the time to do all that.
I just don't sleep.
I guess you don't sleep much, do you?
No, I sleep. I sleep enough. I like to stay busy. I've never been big on idle time. Maybe it's because my dad was a Marine. But idle time was not something that we had much of. You know, we stayed busy. And so now as an adult, even if I have caught up on stuff, let's say, and it's an afternoon, and we're all hanging out in the living room, I can't just sit there. There has to be something to do. You know, let's play a board game, or let's, you know, clean the dining room. Let's do something. But that's just me. I don't know. It's like ingrained into my mentality to use my time wisely, and once everything is all checked off the box, then I can sit down and relax. So it's a lot of different things, but at the same time, because of the way I'm kind of wired, I prefer it, if that makes sense. I don't think I do well when I don't have things to do.
I was a Marine, and I economize my time to make it more efficient. But
yeah.
I do that to give myself some more relaxation time.
Yeah.
Something else to do.
Now my dad's retired and does not use his time all the time.
Now was he enlisted or officer?
He retired as a gunny sergeant.
Okay, that's enlisted. That's,
yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
That's probably about the age that if when you get to that 20-year mark, it's like, you made E7, which is a gun again. Some people, I guess, depending on the field they're in, but I think 20 years would have been enough. I think I regret not doing 20, but then again, I thought at the time, four years was enough. And then when I thought about going back in, it was too old. I would have to settle.
Yeah. But if you had stayed in longer, your life would be where it is now.
That's true. So what made you join the Army growing up as a Marine kid? would you have thought you had a manner to match Daddy there?
Because the thought of being a Marine was intimidating. I mean, my dad was pretty cutthroat. I mean, now he's been retired for like 20 years and he's a lot more relaxed. But back then, there was I knew I would not make it in the Marine Corps. I'm not that tough. I'm not even going to compete with my dad. I'll just do, you know, I'm not saying the Army's not as tough. It's just different. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I knew the Marine Corps was not for me, seeing my dad.
Well, at least you didn't go in the Air Force.
Oh, come on now. I've got friends in the Air Force.
I got friends in different branches. We bust on each other. That's one of the things we're allowed to do, you know.
Oh, yeah. Always everybody. Who's the best? Who's the best?
I got my own reasons for not joining the Navy. In the Marines and in the Army, we're called privates, you know. If you have a dirty mind, you can assess that somewhere. And in the Navy, get what you're called.
Yeah.
So. Well, I guess I better let you get things. We got 10 more minutes of showtime, and I figure I'll wrap it up with you, let you get back to the fam, and be looking for your next video, and make a touch on the upcoming stuff this weekend. And it was a pleasure having you on. I hope you enjoyed yourself, and hope you'd like to come back.
I did enjoy myself, Ben. Thank you so much for having me on. Hopefully I wasn't terribly boring to your to the listeners.
Nah. That's what I like to do is have, like, most of the interviews I have is like a conversation, and that some people like it, some people don't. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, to each their own.
Yeah. But anyway, I want everybody to go to YouTube, type in that search, Better Everyday Reactions, or the page itself. Hit that subscribe button, a like on any video you watch. And share it. This way you spread the word around, and the notification bell. This way you know when her videos are available. Randy, thanks again for coming on, and I'll be watching.
All right, Vince. Thank you so much again.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye now.
You too. Bye.
There you have it. Randy from Better Every Day. Nice lady, young. I was glad she was able to make some time for us to come here. Now we had the Bush Clash coming out this week. ARCA was in action in New Smyrna for the Jeep Beach 175. It was the ARCA Menards East. I thought it was the real series. I was hoping to have Jamie Little, who is going to be the first woman to do the play-by-play, or is it lap-by-lap? Broadcasting for the ARCA series, or first woman to do it in any series, actually. One of the first woman pit reporters, a friend of mine, so I'll try to get her on, but today is their day for their conference call, so we'll get her on. She always does the night shows, but I was always happy. I was happy when I interviewed her last year. She was just after interviewing the President of the United States at Daytona before the COVID meltdown. So getting ready to kick off the season. The Bush Clash is tonight. Or the Clash. I don't know if they're called the Clash. So you have the duels tomorrow, or qualifying tomorrow, and the duels on Thursday. And they're cramming everything down. It used to be a 2-week speed weeks, and now they're cramming it down into less than a week. Anyway, I'm your host, Vinny B. Thanks again for joining us. Special thanks to my guest, Randy, from Better Everyday Reactions. We'll see you all next week. Bye now.
Well, there you have it. There's our show for the week. Replay.
Maybe I'll get see if Randy wants to come back on. It's been a while, so he's done a lot more videos since then. So next week again, psychic medium Callie Meister. And who knows what she'll pull out of her magic tarot card pack. She has a lot of them. Anyway, I'm Vinny B. See you all next week. Hope you all had a good Thanksgiving. I know I did. Bye now.